Energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at transcendwithdebbie.com. Your host, Debbie Romero, is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We're all, wherever you are in the world, it's an honor to be here on Wednesday. Transcend with Debbie, I just honor your support, your love. And backstage, I have Minty May in the house. I'm really excited to bring him forward. Minty May has been doing some amazing things for Spirit. I know that he just shows up, holds space, popping in all the time. And, you know, if you are in here now, Nigel, I see you. I see you, Christy. Go ahead and share the live. Let's get the people to come in. Let me make sure I'm sharing the live as well. If you see me looking to the side, it's because I'm also following through my comments. Hey, Dupree, thank you for being here. Hiya. Thank you for being here. This is so cool. You know what? We got you all in here. Let's bring in the star of the day, Mr. Minty May. Join us. Hey, how you doing, Minty?
Good afternoon. I'm really good. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really looking forward to being here. And yeah, it's cool. I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I'm grateful. One, I love that you're in the park, right? That's first and foremost. Like the scenery, you can't make this up. This is so amazing. Thank you for saying yes, and thank you for being here and being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. I know that you've been traveling, right? You've been traveling, you've been doing stuff. Talk to us a little bit about who you are, Minty, and what you do.
I'm a psychic medium. I connect people with loved ones, and I see people's past, present, and future. I read tarot cards. I use crystals. I do psychometry, which is where I take hold of an object from someone, and I can do a reading that way. I've been practicing or working professionally as a medium for the last 32 years. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother started my training from the age of 5. Nice. She was a medium and a witch. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. But she was genuinely a witch as well as a medium, and she realized that I could see and hear spirit when I was a child, and she had the patience of a saint to teach a five-year-old, especially me, who's like a squirrel bouncing around like a nutter everywhere, how to meditate, how to connect with spirit, how to work with them, how to use various different tools. And then when I was 13 years old, I started working alongside her at psychic fairs.
I absolutely love that. I did that to my son. So my boys are like, Mom, we're going to church again. Mom, we're meditating. I would take them with me, like, let's go. And it's including the development circles, you know. I had them sit with me. We would lay down and we would talk, and we would talk about what how they would see or their perception. And so I would sit and hold space as the energies would move. I would show them how to work with colors and how to breathe and just to allow themselves to bubble their energy. So I love that your grandmother did that for you. Out of all the lessons that she left behind and instilled in you, what is the biggest one tradition that she left within you that you hold on to?
The one she wished she left with me is more to the point. But no, I love using my cards. I love using tarot cards and angel cards and oracle cards, those kind of things. The one thing that she always wished that I would do or I could do, now bearing in mind, I can't even stand tea. I hate tea. And she always, and now she was a tea leaf reader. Now her mum was and so forth through the family. I'm the first male in the family to do what I do. And I don't even like tea. I'm a coffee drinker. I've had a 6-shot hazelnut mocha already today, you know?
Yeah.
And one day I was about 9 years old and she was like, I'm going to teach you how to read tea leaves. I'm like, Gran, seriously, don't. I don't like tea. Anyway, she's made me sit down, drink this tea, got me to turn the cup over, doing all the rest of it with it. And very quickly, she was like, right, what do you see in the tea? And I went, and I looked in the cup, I've looked at her, looked back in the cup, and I've just gone back to her and I went, tea.
I collapsed because my friend, I had a lady that I worked with at one point, and we were doing the same thing. She's like, ooh, do you see the star? Do you see the dog? Or do you see? I'm like, no. No.
Over the years. So I'm about 9 years old. So she's grabbed the cup out of my hand and she's on like, can you see this? Can you see that? And I'm like, grand, seriously, I don't see it. All I see is teeth. So anyway, over the years, she was always like, every now and again, she'd be like, can you, how are you getting on with the tea? And I'm like, grand, seriously, I'm not doing tea leaves. She's like, I do it. Your great nan did it. Your great great nan did it.
Yeah.
You're the first man in the family to do what you do and you don't do tea. Now, bearing in mind, a couple of years after she passed, or a few years ago, because I tell that story quite a lot because it's quite a funny story.
Yeah.
And my local spiritualist church, I used to do platform there.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of heard the story. Anyway, I love seeing how other mediums and readers work. I love that because we all work so differently. We're all on different energy. We're all on different vibrations.
Right.
And it's beautiful. So I'd gone to one of these evenings and I'm sat at the back minding my own business because I'm not there for a message. I'm not there for a reading.
Right.
But I like to see how others work. Anyway, this woman said, I'd like to come to you. And I said to her, I said, that's fine. She goes, you should be up here doing this. Actually, she says, I want to change it. You do stand up here and do this. I went, yes, I do. I said, thank you. She goes, I've got a lady here with ginger hair about so high. I thought, here we go. She goes, she wants to talk to you about tea. Well, of course, the whole place is erupted. My gran did have ginger hair.
Yeah.
And of course, the thing I turned around to her was and said, well, thanks, Gran. After all these years of not hearing from you, so to speak, the first thing you're coming through with is bloody tea.
Yes, but that's the amazing thing, right? When we're learning all these new ways to connect with spirit, whether it's through tea leaf, whether it's through a crystal ball or reading the clouds or the fire, you know, all these things are embedded within us. And as I looked at that with the tea, eventually it got to pick up. But I absolutely can't stop laughing because every time they try to teach me something new, I'm like, I don't see it. And so, you know, so apparently when it comes to crystal ball reading, the smaller the crystal, the easier to read. Well, of course, because, you know, it's live. I'm going to go with, there you go. You don't want to know what my crystal ball is like this. I'm like, go big or go home. So if I would have known, you know, like I needed a smaller crystal versus a big one. I'm like, what do you see? I'm like, I see nothing.
But to be fair, Debbie, I think honestly, you having the bigger crystal ball is definitely matching your energy, matching your personality, and definitely the right thing to do. I think it's brilliant to have the large one.
Right. So, but then I want to read it, so I need the smaller one. I can't help it. You know, it's like the girl wants to be like, hey, I'm a short girl. I'm only 5 feet, Minty. So, you know, if I can go and get that, my energy is louder than my size.
That's so cool. I love it.
Yeah. So, hi, Erica. Let's get some hellos. Everybody's just jamming with us. Give some hellos. Hey, Isabel. Can you see the hellos?
Oh, I'm just scrolling back through. So, hi, Christine. Hi, Alza. Autumn.
Hi. And you know, Amanda. Raven's in the house. She's on my personal Facebook page, y'all. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Raven.
Hey, Raven.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. So tell us, Minty, how have you been enjoying your travels?
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's really quite, it's a mixture of emotions. It's a mixture of energy. It's a mixture of feelings. I mean, I only decided to do this trip back around about the middle of May. Was when I decided that, you know what, I'm just going to pack everything up, get rid of everything, and just go on this journey. And
yeah,
it's been absolutely awesome. I mean, it is absolutely epic. I mean, it's my eighth day here out of 89 days.
Nice.
And I've met some wonderful people along the way. Yeah. I've had some wonderful experiences along the way as well. And I am loving every single minute of it. So it's really, really nice to be here.
That is so cool. I got a glimpse of some of the things you got to do. Shout out to Michael Zen, you know, holding space and hooking it up. Oh. And I'm watching you go through the airport. I followed. It's like I get to be on the little trip with you because I've been watching your little countdowns of where you've been going, you know. It's amazing. The energy of the experience that you're in. Thank you for sharing your story and putting it out there for the world. And, you know, you're doing your daily cards out of everything that you've been doing right now for spirit, from grandmother till now.
Yeah.
What is the biggest thing that you want us as a collective to know about that you've picked up that you want to share in honor of Minty and Grandma?
Wow, that's a question, isn't it? I'm just so grateful to everyone that has like always liked or followed or shared or has had a reading with me, or the kind words or the kind comments. You know, the thing that I love the most about the work that I do is when I give someone that hope. And I think the biggest thing I always say to people is never lose hope. There's always hope. And right. That's the most important thing ever.
Right. I agree. I think it's always like never. I hear the song like, don't stop believing. Right.
Yeah.
Don't stop believing. So it's always believing in yourself. Right.
That's, yeah. Believe in yourself. Follow your heart. Do what makes you happy. Put your happiness first.
Right. I agree with you, Minty. And, you know, we talk about frequency. We talk about vibration. I know you're someone who loves to go and sit by the tree. You really do your readings. I mean, you're an earthly dude. You know, you're all in the earth, in the energy of the frequency of that electric magnetic field, for sure. And I know that there's a lot of signs that come to you when you're working with the energies. How does spirit come to you and what you do? And how you talk to others to pay attention to signs and symbols?
I'm always very mindful of my thoughts. It's like this, funny enough, this morning, I've been walking through the park this morning. I got here around about 10 o'clock this morning, 11 o'clock this morning. And it's like, I don't know what direction I'm going in. I haven't got a clue. I have a great habit of getting lost.
Me too. I wake up, I'm already lost. I'm like, what am I going to do today?
I'm going in the right direction. And it turns out, actually, I've probably been walking for half an hour in the wrong direction. And I love that. But there's been a couple of signs that I've seen this morning. I've actually seen my first ever wild black squirrel, which I was just like totally blown away by. And for me, that's kind of squirrels for me. Squirrel energy is always about having fun and craziness and like just enjoying life. But to see a black one, I've always wanted to see a black one. So that was like a real kind of recognition that spirit are with me today, giving me the strength and the protection and that. But then I also got to see a chipmunk, and I've never seen a chipmunk in the wild. And I was like, what the hell? And then about half an hour later, I find some coins on the floor, and I'm just like, seriously, what's your message?
Yeah.
And I think the message is about enjoyment. Enjoy being in the now, enjoy being in the present. And that's always important. So I love, as you mentioned, I love being by my trees. And the irony is, actually, the last few days I've been more by water than I have by trees.
And I have water behind me. Did you see today? It was like the ocean. I live by the ocean, too. And I did see that you were by the ocean. How did that feel for you? Because I speak, well, now you're going to get a little secret of Debbie. I like to talk to the ocean, the elements, right? So I feel into the frequency and the vibration of the ocean, and I connect to that frequency. And so how have you noticed the difference from being from the earth vibration now into the water? Like, how does that make you feel?
Well, I'm actually a water sign as my star sign. Me too.
Sign.
I'm a Pisces. Yeah.
Me too. Hey!
It's only the best sign ever.
That's what's up.
But, you know, the energy is different, but it does still have the same kind of message. I mean, one of the things I love about the ocean or rivers, I mean, I normally sit down by a river when I'm back home. But what I love is it's like the ripples or the waves. It just shows that nothing lasts forever, you know. If you're in a difficult situation or a difficult moment, it won't last forever. And it can be very cleansing, very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Trees are massively important in teaching us to be still. Mm-hmm. We're very good at being human. but we're not very good at being human beings.
Ooh, and
it's the being part, the being still, the sitting, the taking the 5 minutes out. There's a great meme I saw the other day, and it turned around and said, everybody should always find at least 10 minutes to go and sit out in nature.
Yeah.
And if you're busy, make it an hour.
Ooh.
And it's so true. And it's just, trees will always teach us about being grounded, rooted. It will share equal amount of like sunlight and water to each of the areas of that tree. If another tree is needing support or help, the tree can transfer some of its food source to the other trees around it to help it grow. And that's what it's about. It's about creating a collective. It's about creating a community. It's about supporting and helping each other. And that's what nature can teach us. It's all about balance. Mm. You know, I mean, it's quite funny. And I'm going to probably go on a bit of a controversial topic here a little bit. Uh-oh. But
yeah, that was a warning. Okay, go ahead, Minty.
But I've always been a believer in speaking my truth.
Yes.
There is a lot of people in the spiritual community who do want to help and support each other. And yes, I think that's beautiful. But there is also the small amount where it's like, I won't help you, you'll steal my customers. Why would I have you on my page? And it's like, that's not what it's about. It's about helping, supporting, and sharing and celebrating each other's success.
I agree, Minty.
There is nice. It's nice to see you've got an amazing community on here, I have to say. And it's a beautiful energy. Michael has created a beautiful energy on his as well with his the live consciousness.
Yes.
Why can't I remember the title of his page?
There's so many. There's
consciousness. The live,
we know, stream. Michael Zen. Yeah, follow Michael Zen. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Go give that guy a follow because he is a beautiful soul, and his partner Janice is also a beautiful soul as well. But it's nice to have these communities that are forming together, and it's about lifting and supporting each other. And
right,
I think the more we can do that, the more we can share our energy, the more we can help each other, how that world's going to be a lot better place.
Right. I agree with you, Minty. I think what happens as we evolve and we transcend, we are rising together. And then that's really coming from that heart space, right? Where we're coming from that heart space. And also too, I know you talk about protection and protecting your energy. So you're doing the dance in a very gentle way where you're still being mindful, but you're also holding space for everyone else. So I just love that. Tracy saying hello. And so let's talk about signs. What other ways do you think spirit can connect to someone that they're missing, like the squirrel or the chipmunk? What other ways do you think people are missing the signs?
It can be that you hear a conversation. See, now this is the funniest thing. I actually, as I was walking here and I was hearing a conversation that someone was having on a phone, and it might be a sentence, it might be a word, it might be a phrase. I know that I think Raven had said to me once that there was a parrot on a billboard, and that triggered a memory or a sign for her, you know. And I think that's brilliant. And funny enough, we'd had that conversation about the parrot, and literally the day after, I go walking up a mountain, one of the hills near where I live, but I walk through the town, lo and behold, in the window, standing bold as brass, was a statue of a parrot. So I had to take a photo and send that to her. It's synchronistic moments. It's recognizing that little energy of, oh, that triggers, it sparks something inside that you can't explain. It makes your heart kind of jump a little bit, or you get a little excited feeling inside. Right. Those are little things that are letting you know that you're on your right journey, that you're on your right path. And that is important to listen to. And the more we acknowledge, see, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Right.
Coincidences don't happen. You
right.
know, there are synchronistic moments that are meant to be. So, for example, if it wasn't for the beauty of, now the internet is a double-edged sword, and it can be a right bugger, but it can also be a beautiful tool. Because if it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't have met guys like yourself, I wouldn't have met Raven, I wouldn't have met Michael, I wouldn't have met Orlando, you know, I wouldn't have met all these amazing people, and including your followers.
Yeah.
So even at a moment in time, we are holding a space, and that's the thing, we live in a series of moments. And everyone here is sharing a moment together. We're all sharing energy together. And that's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's so precious if you can really have and stay in that high thought form of love, right? Such a blissful way to connect to the energies. And so I love that you say that. Thank you so much, Minty, for reminding us that we are in the oneness and for reminding us of, that it's about community. And just like the plants and the herbs and the trees, how they're all blending from the weeds to the most beautiful flower, it's all still doing its part, just like the seed that's planted, right? The mineral kingdom is a perfect example of how everything just comes together and blends together, right?
But it's so funny, the difference between plants and weeds when they're all plants.
Right, right.
Only human that says the difference between a plant and a weed, yet both are equally beautiful in their own way.
Right. I agree with you. I always love this where the flower comes out of the concrete, you know, and you've gone through so much. It's like, have you ever seen that meme? I'm definitely, we're mimicking the TikTok. The TikTok. we're channeling the social media here just a bit. So I always... You know, it is what it is. Shout out to Simon that's on my personal page and my girl, Sheila Martin. Thank you for being here, Lori. I put in the link for YouTube, y'all. So if you want the comments to participate in the community, join us on YouTube as well. So click on that. It'll bring you right into the StreamYard links with us. But it really is, as we say, we are those flowers that are growing through those moments of that hard, thick dirt or that concrete, but we still bloom in a beautiful way, right? So absolutely love it. Let's hold some space. Let's open it up for the platform for questions, any readings. Minty, you flow. And I want to give a shout out really quickly to Veronica Jenkins for having us on Find Me a Medium. Also, Derek Acoris, Paige Samantha, thank you for holding space. Jeremy York for Things Network. And of course, my followers, Transcend with Debbie. Lots of love to all of you. We're going to do some readings. Minty May, I'm going to let you start. Go That's ahead cool. and just kind of go where you're guided to go.
Well, I'd just like to thank every single one of you that taking time out of your day, your evening, or wherever you are in the world for being on this live as well. I truly appreciate it. Right, who we got? Rachel Dubock. I hope I pronounce your names right. Please forgive me if I don't. I am going to come to you. I'm just going to try and read your question. Today is the 5th year anniversary of my father's death. I would love a connection, please. Okay, Rachel, I am coming to you first. Oh, you got real gentle energy. You're someone that likes to lift and support and help other people as well. And your dad was very much the same. He was like, I'm being told he could talk to anybody on any level. Spade's a spade, says it straight. There's honesty and integrity there. He didn't like fuss, is what I'm also being told. Oh, thank you. I got your name right. I appreciate it. If you could just give me information on the message that I am saying, I'd appreciate that. He loves the fact that you're starting to take a little bit of time for you. You've had to step back. You've had to start saying no to people. And he says you deserve that little bit of rest. Apparently, you've been looking at booking a holiday for, I want to say, around February, March next year. And he says you deserve it. You love being by the beach. Did he used to take you fishing? I feel like, I don't know if he used to fish on a beach or something, but I feel like he was saying you used to love going with him. You were very much his shadow when you were growing up. You would follow him around everywhere. So I hope this is all making sense. I really, really do. He loves the fact that you also light a candle for him as well. And he appreciates that you don't. It's not just the anniversary of his passing. It is also to do. We used to nick fish out of our local river. Thank you for the compliment. Nice. Really appreciate it. He says you also acknowledge his like birthdays, Christmases, and he knows he's still very much part of the family. You can still smell his aftershave, and that's his way of coming through to you. It's like when you've got things on your mind, you kind of get a smell of his aftershave. That's his way of letting you know that he is around. Show me that again. He's laughing about, apparently you're decorating your home. We'd take them home and put them in the pond. He's laughing about decorating at the moment. Apparently, you're trying to decorate your house at the moment and it's not going to plan, or you're not too keen on the colour in your front room. So in your living room, he's saying that you're not too keen on the colour. And he said he would have helped you sort this out because he is a very practical man. He liked working with his hands. And if he could always do something for someone, he would. Show me that again. Going back to the holiday, though, I still see you getting away the end of February, beginning of March. And I just still want to say the beach is important. So I don't know if that makes any sense or not. He's very much at peace, and he says, you do know this, but he just wants to repeat that he is very much at peace. Mm. Again.
So. Oh, we lost him. Oh, and he's coming back. Let's see. There you are.
I want to say that. Oh, sorry. Did I disappear? Because I can't see.
You exactly. Did. Glitch in the system. Right. You're all right.
He was a hands-on practical man, and we are fond memories of the beach. Thank you for the confirmation. He's also saying that you've got a son that's looking at either changing the course he's on or restudying or retraining in his work. He wants him to know he's proud of him and he's making the right decision and right choice. I want to say your son is around about 17, 18. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. I hope it does. But I can see him changing his career. Does that make any sense to you or not? He keeps talking about a lad that's 17, 18. Changing his career. He says he's making the right decision. He was 20. Thank you. Okay. And is he wanting to change his career? Because I don't know if he's looking at wanting to be a plumber or electrician or learn a trade. I feel like he's going to kind of follow your dad's kind of path, if that makes any sense. So he's saying he's proud of that. Now, I don't know if you guys can see me shuffling my cards, because I always do. I always love to pull a card for people.
I love that, Minty.
And I'm using my friends. Yes, it does all make sense. Thank you for the confirmation. And the deck of cards I'm using is called the Old Ways Magic Oracle Deck. And it's a friend of mine that actually hand drew these. Are beautiful. Very, very nature-based, I would say. And I've got the card Contemplation. So it is making sure you take time for you, take time to rest. Show me that again. Apparently, you got work to do in the garden. It's like the garden still needs tidying, the garden still needs sorting. You enjoy getting your hands in the soil, but you haven't had a chance to do it over the last couple of weeks. But he's saying you will get there. Don't over worry, don't overthink it. So I hope, Rachel, that makes sense. I hope you've enjoyed your message. So thank you so much for letting me link in with you. His garden needs work.
I felt that, like, just take care of your stuff, girl. Take care of your stuff.
Right? I love the fact that it's like, I feel like, I love how our spirit always gives us jobs to do, if that makes sense. I love that, Raven.
Yeah, they're like total tattletaling. Like, come on, let's take care of that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, shout out to Mom as well. When you were talking, I just had to acknowledge Mom when you were saying that. And I also got the sense someone did not get to say goodbye, but they're just coming in and just bringing some amount of love and support. Minty, amazing evidence. I absolutely adore the way you just flowed. So let's go to the next. Let's see who's open, who's still here. And we say God bless, Rachel, to you. Thank you all for holding space.
Thank you so much. If anyone's got a particular question, by all means, ask a particular question or let us know. Oh, here we go. Maxine Rosley. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. My daughter-in-law totaled her car with my granddaughter in it. They walked away safe and sound. Who came? Okay. First of all, I'm glad to hear that they are safe and sound and that they aren't aren't injured or anything like that. Excuse the sirens going on in the background. Joys of being out in the open. I got a strong male coming forward. Now, it's not necessarily dad, but it's definitely a fatherly figure. So I'm going to go with grandfather off mum's side of the family. So I feel like it could be your grandfather, if that makes sense, off your mum's side. Quite a quiet man. Man of few words. He would enjoy his own company, enjoy his own time, take care for himself. Very, very family orientated. Wasn't materialistic, did everything at his own speed and in his own time, is what I'm being shown as well. There's quite a smartness to him. He's not like scruffy looking or anything like that, if that makes any sense or not. I hope it does. Hopefully this is making sense to you, Maxine. And it was an accident. It wasn't like anyone was necessarily at fault. It wasn't like anyone was at fault. It was just a horrible accident, is what I'm being shown. I feel like it was a lack of judgment or a lack of, thank you for the confirmation, by the way. Like lack of concentration is what I'm just being shown. But Show me that again. But it's like, I want to say, did you say it was your daughter and granddaughter? I'm just trying to get it. I want to say, he's saying, tell your daughter-in-law not to blame herself. It wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault. I hope this is making sense. It feels like there's something wrong with the road. I don't know if they hit a pothole or something. But it was like something was wrong with the road. But your granddaughter has got amazing energy. Daughter-in-law. Okay. But the granddaughter has got amazing energy, I want to say. Yeah. I want to say full of beans and is just like, it's like it's bounced back. It's like, yeah, it's fine. It's like it's what's the word I'm looking for? It was like the first 24 hours were a bit rough, but then she's bounced back and she's got this amazing, beautiful energy as well. Okay, show me that again. Show that again. What? Someone's got a red car that needs their brakes looking at. Someone's got a red car that needs their brakes looking at is what I'm being shown. And I feel like, Maxie, this is for you. And he's saying it's like, it's not... she is precious, 6 years old. Oh, that's brilliant. She's got great energy. No, he's talking about there's a car that's due a service. Now, this isn't a car that was involved in the accident or anything like that. This is completely separate. But it was something he would have done. He would have been very practical in the sense of looking over and making sure everyone's cars were working safe and fine. But he's saying that you've been unsure about your own car, and it's to do, and it's a red car, I feel, and it's to do with brakes, and they need replacing, fixing, something along those lines. He says not for anything nasty or anything dangerous. What it is, it's just that he's saying he doesn't want it costing you too much. So I hope that makes sense. I'm going to put a quick card as always. Oh, that is hubby.
That is the hubby.
That needs doing. Is that you saying his car needs doing?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what it is.
I'm going to put a card as always. I always love pulling a card. And the card I got is the elemental card. And it has caused a lot of emotion. But I want to say, yes, my brakes need replacing. Thank you.
Nice, Mint. I love that, Minty.
I love it when spirit come through with the practice.
Right.
But it's like, this has been a lot of emotion, but we can all breathe. We can all take it easy. And just actually, they are always also, sorry, saying you're all planning on getting together this weekend coming. He says it will do you all the world of good to get together this weekend coming, and he will be there watching over you. And he's always there watching over you. So I hope that makes sense. And thank you so much for letting me in.
That was spot on, Minty. Maxine says, absolutely love the evidence. I was just like right there with you. I could feel into all that energy. Tell me, how hot is it out there? Are you okay?
No, I'm all right. It's really quite pleasant. It's not stupidly hot, and it's just got a nice cool temperature. So I'm actually like, for me, this would be like a pleasant summer's day back home.
I love that. Okay, all right. So, you know, Maxine, I also heard, don't forget to look for the feathers. So I feel like you have feathers, you collect feathers, so don't forget the feathers. So I just absolutely love that, Minty. You're just killing it. Any other specific questions that you have for Minty today, y'all? What do you see in my love life? Let's see.
Oh, let's have a look. Arian Gupta. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name right. Let's have a look at your love life. Okay, here we go. Maxine, you're more than welcome.
God bless you.
Love life. Now, Arian, I want to say at the moment, I don't think you're with anyone. I do feel like you're single, but I do feel like you are on the cusp of meeting someone new. Or if you aren't single, I'm really torn between whether you're single or you've just started talking to someone and there's a connection that's growing. But I do feel like you're ready to offer your heart. You're ready to offer that love out to the right person. You've actually spent, I want to say, the last 12, 18 months doing a lot of healing, a lot of work on yourself, looking after you. And it's like I'm not settling for second best, waiting for reconciliation. Well, I think there's someone new coming in, if I'm perfectly honest with you. I got the feeling someone new's coming in because I just feel like it's like I'm not settling for second best. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Right.
want that person that's going to commit, you know, and be on. It's the honesty and the integrity is massively important as well. I see a relationship around the end of February. I think there's going to be a friendship or a connection being made by the end of December. And I think it will grow into a relationship by the end of February. Now, as always, I like to pull a card. I've got Journey's End. Now, I like, funny enough, trees. And they teach us about, and you're going to hate this word, because I do as well, patience. It's absolutely frustrating, but they teach us about being patient. And when we find happiness within ourselves and in our hearts, that will then ripple out to finding happiness elsewhere. We cannot, we aren't responsible for anybody else's happiness, as everybody else is not responsible for our happiness. We have to put happiness in ourselves. Once we do that, we can then share that happiness with others and help each other grow, and it acts like a ripple effect.
Right.
But I feel like there is a new relationship for you around the end of February. I hope that makes sense.
I absolutely love that. I just was like, as you were talking to her, I definitely got the sense like two loves, like you had this experience. Here's a new experience. It's like all the healing that you've done. It's like lots of rainbows coming in. Like, girl, follow the diamonds, follow the bright, shiny objects, right? I feel like, so let's ground that. Let's ground all the goodness. Let's ground all the good stuff that you're seeing, the possibilities, right? So that you can stay present with it also. So continue to honor your healing journey. They're really still pushing you out of your comfort zone. I definitely get the sense like dating is really uncomfortable. So they really want, they're really pushing you. A gentleman in spirit world is like, come on, girl, you got this, girl. I feel like this is like a father. I feel like this gentleman is very supportive. I'm a guy. Oh, you're a guy. Okay. So, well, take it. Take how it resonates. I say that there's still two, and you correct me if I'm wrong. So let's make sure I'm with you, because I feel there's still one and a new one coming in. So let's see if I'm still with you, because if not, I might be taking it elsewhere. And I agree with you, Minty, on the February as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's the end of February. There's a new relationship.
But right.
You've got a huge heart, mate. And it's like,
yes. I'm okay, sorry. Thank you.
I've got to give what they're saying to me. You deserve better. You deserve to be treated right. And you have got a huge heart. You've got a gentleness about you. And it is one of those where I just don't feel like people have taken you for granted in the past, mate. And they're just saying that not anymore.
Right.
I'm sorry, mate. I've got to be honest with what I get.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I agree with you. I think that what happens is that once we've done all this healing, it's like taking us out of our comfort zone, and you've taken you to the next level. So enjoy the level up. Enjoy the new shiny diamonds that are coming your way. And I say, God bless. Like, take that. And you know who just joined us? Look who's here. The Grace Show. Woo!
Joining us.
Thank you, Grace, for finding us on YouTube also. And then thank you for those that are on my personal Facebook. I put the link in for YouTube, or you can follow us on Derek Acora's page because of the StreamYard, or you can follow us on Find Me a Medium. What happens is that StreamYard doesn't connect to Facebook, but I can see the comments through my phone. And so that's why you keep seeing the links being put in. So if you want to join the group conversation, or you want your comments to pop over, join us either on Derek Acora's page, Things Network, Find Me a Medium, or of course, YouTube Transcend with Debbie. So I appreciate that. I love love. And I love when someone is like, when spirit is saying no, like they want it, but we can see the energy be like, no, thank you. I don't want it. I'm okay. I'm good. But then yet they want it, right? And that is your dad, honey. Let me stay with that. So in a sense, it's like this gentleman is pushing you out of your comfort zone for love. It's like, take the leap of faith on love. Speak your truth. Speak with what you want. Keep it very honest. Don't hold back your feelings. You know, it's, you've worked so hard to express what you're desiring. So not only have you written it down, not only have you done your manifestation work on it, I literally see like a little crystal on the window. And correct me if I'm still with you. I literally see like a clear quartz crystal by the window, and I can see that there has been manifestation around this. And so there's like a little note underneath it. So like either you leave, it's almost like leaving a little note and prayer as well. So just know that spirit is very much aware of this. I do see also in reference to father, I see a box that's being acknowledged with like letters and notes, and things like this. Yes, true. And so see, this is just a validation of the evidence that you've manifested love. You put the intent for it. Now step out of your comfort zone and enjoy it because it's there. And dad is just like, keep your head up, like keep it going, you know? So I absolutely love that. Great question on love. And this is the perfect example of how we've healed. Perfect example of like, now we got to do the action. We put all the great manifestations. Now you got to walk in, do the walk for the love you want. Okay, y'all. Great question. Minty, where do you feel that you're drawn to?
A T, because as soon as I saw a question, I've got shown quite a big wooden unit. Now she's lost an envelope with some money. Now, I don't know if it's in it. I want to say it's in a kitchen. I don't know if you've got like a set of drawers in the kitchen, but it's though I've put it in there safe, but it's fell down the back of a unit. And I want to say that this wooden unit is quite large. It's quite heavy as well. It's like solid wood. And I want to say it might be like an off-white color or something along those lines. Laura T, I don't know if this is making any sense. If you can give me any confirmation, please. And I want to say there's been money put in an envelope, but it's like loads of other papers. Or there's like loads of different bits and pieces. It's like a drawer of bits. It's a drawer of stuff. But it's as though it's been like gone down the back and it's just kind of wedged. Not, it hasn't hit the bottom of the floor. It's like it's wedged behind another drawer further down, if that mm-hmm. makes any sense or not. I hope it does. But I feel like this money has been saved. Show me again. It's like junk drawer. Yeah, that's it. Down the back of a junk drawer and it's wedged is what being shown. Because this money has been, it's like I've saved this up.
I know. I literally saw old money. So I have like an envelope here with old money. And so they made me look at it like it's old money.
It's like old,
like handed down gift.
That's exactly how. Feels. That's exactly how it feels. And it's been one of those that I feel like you've teared your house apart, but you haven't. And I think actually what you need to do is kind of move the unit away from the wall and actually look behind the wall, if that makes any sense or not. I hope it does.
I agree with you, Minty. I literally saw underneath by the concrete, under the floor, like it fell. Like it's literally behind that drawer, white drawer. I do feel there's a color yellow in there as well. I feel like just there's some drapes on the curtain. So they're showing me like the little top balance of the kitchen. So if this makes sense, love, where are you at? Like, can you give us some feedback, y'all? Where did you go? You had us do this whole investigation on this lost money, y'all. Where'd you go, girl? Where'd you go? Come back, girl.
I love it.
Oh my God. Oh, but yeah, I agree with you. I was like, my team had me look down at a little envelope that a friend gave me. So this is like a little special good luck. She's like, you never spend it. It's your good luck money. And it's called symbolic money. You don't touch it. See, it says you don't touch it. So this is my money that was there. Let me hold on to this.
I love that.
Oh, so cute. Where did she go? All that great info. We lost her. Come back.
I have to empty a junk drawer out, I think. And it's probably empty. Kitchen going, where is it?
She went to the junk drawer and said, let me see. She went to shake it out. She's gone to look for it. That's what I said. She's like, let me go see.
Hi, Reagan. Thank you. Listen to me. You've gone a wild and wonderful investigation. Found my walking stick, but didn't find my daughter's license for 3 months after. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Wow, we excited her so. We gave her so much excitement. We went to show her some lost money, and then she like disappeared. She might be back. We'll just see what happens.
We'll have to see what happens. I think it's like I'm having that holiday.
She's like, before the husband gets home, let me make sure I find this, and nobody knows that I got this kind of flow going on right now.
It's like a shock coming up.
So much love to you, girl. Joanne Lewis, here's the question. What's coming up in the next few months, please?
Ooh, let's have a look. Hi, Joanne. Okay.
I like Jody's question. By the way, look at this one. She went to go spend the money.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so come back, Joanne. Joanne Lewis. There we go. We come back to you.
I'll definitely come to Joanne Lewis. I'm just reading Regan King's comment. And,
oh, let's go there.
I do remember that, Regan, and that was funny, and it was mental that you found your walking stick, so that's cool, so thank you. Right, okay, Joanne Lewis, coming back to you. You're asking what's going on for you over the next 3 months. I want to say work. Work is the biggest thing that's coming up for me at the moment. I feel like I need to change the way I work. I need to change my hours. I need to look after me that little bit more. So I actually do feel like, I don't think you work for yourself yet. I feel like it is something that you want to do, if that makes any sense or not. And what I want to say is, so I'm just sorting out my blanket that I'm sitting on. What I want to say is I'm just needing to get work-life balance a little bit better, because I feel really out of sorts at the moment, and I just feel a little bit off balance. So I feel like I'm looking for new work, but I'm not quite sure what it is that I'm looking for or what I want. Now, you love helping lots of different people. You're very... Laura T, did you find that money?
Did you find it? Where did you go?
Let me know if you found it. Oh, okay, Joanne Lewis, you do work for yourself. Okay, yes. But then today you're dealing with lots of different people on a day-to-day basis. But it's like, I need to get that work-life balance better. That's what I'm being shown. My birthday's 5th of March, by the way. So
we're both Pisces. You missed that, Grace.
Yeah, we are both Pisces. So what I want to say, Joanne, is I just feel like I'm restructuring, reorganizing. I'm dropping some of the services that I do, bringing new things in, and it's coming in for February, March. The new beginnings is coming in for February, March. And it's like, your hard work is going to pay off. That's what I want to say. Your hard work's paying off. Don't second guess yourself. You don't have to second. I wonder if... Oh, slow down. Say that again. You don't need to look for another job. The work will come in, is what I want to say. The work will come in. I think this is why I was being shown that it was looking for other work. I feel like there's been a little bit of a worry of, I might need to find something part-time that I need to do just to cover everything. And they're saying, no, you don't. Yeah. You're going to... Right, you're going to be all right. I am going to pull you a quick card though, Joanne. Transformation. I
Ooh,
love it.
Me too.
I'm here. Yeah, you both. No way. You did find it. I love that.
Yes, to both. You're fabulous, Minty. You know, as you were talking to Joanne, I love Joanne, and I know Joanne works with like Michael Archangel. I know she works with the angels. I also saw her like with business. So business is like on her forefront. Yes, underlining question, brilliant. Okay, so you have an awareness, right, Minty? Like, I wanna say like potions. Like, if you're this herbalist and you're working with teas or potions, like I feel like you have this little part of this inner healer, not witchy, but more of a definite, what we call a curandera, healer with medicine, with plant medicine. And I feel like there's something you're tapping into here with your ancestors, and they really want to blend with you to get these products going. So I look at this as whether it's an essential oil or whether this is a spray. You're getting downloads of ideas of what to create. Even your cards, like you're blessing them. You have them wrapped in a like a red cloth, and I feel like you put them in the drawer and you have a specific routine and a ritual, and they're with you with this. So when you're getting these downloads, you're asking for their help, but now you got to do the part. Again, it's all about the action, right? Like, let's get this into action. Where can you pop up? Where can you show up? How can you be a service? And it's like really doing the footwork, networking, meeting people, shaking people's hands, getting back out there in public. I love healing. Yes, I used to use essential oils. Boom, there you go. So they're talking to you, girl. They're like saying, let's get this work. Your energy's there. Your ancestors are working through you. You got the potions to put out, get a sign, think of a name that you want to use for your business. So how you're going to brand yourself, how you're going to network yourself is going to be very important. The next 3 months are very crucial. And I feel like it's like taking a leap of faith on you. Don't let the naysayer say, I don't know if that's going to work. Like, I'm hearing, don't listen to the naysayers and trust your instincts. So I say, God bless Joanne. Minty, what a great way to start that. You're doing a fabulous job. Your show is back in your hands. Go ahead, friend.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Who do we have next? Who do we have next? Oh, Jessica. Will I see an improvement in my current career or a change completely? Let's have a look. Oh, you're not staying where you're meant. You're not staying where you are. You are changing. It's like you've given and given and given and given and given, and you literally are on that point of going, you know what, I'm done. I've had enough. And it's been, it's not because of the job. You love the job you do, and you love the people that you help, but it's the way that you've been treated by the company. And that is what I feel is where you're getting to the point of going, you know what, I'm done. I've had enough. And I am looking for something new. Similar role. I don't know if you work as a carer, a nurse, a nurturer, a counsellor, but you're looking after others. I feel like that's important for you. And I just feel like there is new opportunities coming for you. I feel like you've had an interesting conversation with a friend of a friend who's got a position going. And it's been one of those where it's like, actually, you know what? I could do this. This could actually work. I hope this is making sense for you, by the way, if you can let me know. But it is like there's this new opportunity, and it's like, oh, it's a little bit of a risk, but you know what? It's a calculated risk. It's a good risk. And it's one of those where it's like, shall I take the leap of faith? And I want to say take the leap of faith, because I do feel that by the end of December, you're on a new path and a new journey. I've been taking on a lot of work from other areas and no raise or promotion. That's why I feel
depleted.
Now I am going to pull you a quick card, Jessica, but even if you're doing admin, you're still helping other people, you're still looking after, or you're still caring for others. You're very much a natural counselor. You're the sort of person, if you're sat on a bus and said hello to someone, you wouldn't be surprised if they were telling you their life story for the next half hour. And you know, you love that, you love that. So here we go, let's pull you a quick card of what I get. Strength and determination. Whatever you put your mind to, it's like if someone tries telling you you can't do something, you're damn well going to prove them wrong. There's no two ways about it. You've got great strength, you've got great determination, you've got great drive. You're ready for the new beginning. It's like, don't be taken for granted. Look for that something new. You're going to find true happiness. I hope that helps, Jessica.
Right. I used
to people tell me everything to me. Thank you for the confirmation.
I love that, Jessica. And you know, there's a gentleman in spirit that wants to step forward who feels very fatherly. I feel this person would have had some issues around the chest area, difficult to speak. So there was some unsaid words. I do also feel that I have to acknowledge an uncle or another relative of his as well. And I just feel like family coming together, whether there's a gathering or a celebration that's about to come, I feel like he's going to be very present. I feel like celebration, weddings, parties, I feel like I have to acknowledge the presence being there with you, Jessica, if you would understand this. And if you're still here, I'd like to just acknowledge him really briefly. I feel like even though there was tears or heartache, the feeling of him not being present, he was there with you in spirit. So please know the presence is there with you. Your grandfather passed years ago from heart attack. God bless. I'm so sorry. And he's just coming in here, definitely acknowledging the family coming together. I get the sense it's like you're so strong. They want it. You know that song, I Am Superwoman? I don't want to be singing to you, y'all, but you know that song, I am Superwoman. So it's like, yes, you are. Remember that you are Superwoman and you can do it. Okay, girl. So really quickly, he's just reminding you of your strength as you go through your transformations. I say God bless. Great job, Minty, in bringing that forward. I want to pause for a second. I have a good friend, Mike Egan, who's in here. He does an amazing job on TikTok and he's constantly holding space. And I want everyone just to kind of, calling all the healers, all those that pray, all those that have a little gentle thought to spirit world. If we can just lift him up in prayer and lift him up in healing. Mike Egan, we thank you for being here, watching from where you are at this moment. But we just, if we can, all of us, please, let's just send him some love and some healing from spirit.
And I love actually always saying to people, you know what? Hit that heart button on the page if you can, because it's not about hitting the heart. It's the intention behind it, but it gives it a... brings it into like a reality. It's like whenever you put your thoughts down on paper, you're bringing it into a reality. So let's bring that energy into a reality.
Let's do it. Let's put some green hearts for him, y'all. Can we flood the comments right now with green hearts, all of us right now? Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Nancy, for being here. Thank you for holding space and sending the love. Thank you, Shaw's Fairy. Thank you, Allison, for sending the hearts. Thank you, Raven. Thank you, Cheyenne. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, little Mama D.
Doesn't hurt to support, but it massively makes the world a lot better and a lot lighter.
And there he is, Mike Egan. This is the face to the name, y'all. Shout out to Mike Egan for being in here. and just follow him for future updates. And when he goes out and he goes live, he's always dedicating himself. And, you know, East Coast, 5 o'clock in the morning, he'll sit there and he'll do Reiki and he'll hold space for others. And so this is where we are all coming together to hold space for him. So I want to say thank you, Mike, for being here and just Mike, watching. I'm just
for you, Mike, actually, if you're still here.
He is.
You absolutely love your crystals. And they're telling me to tell you to meditate with some citrine and sit with a citrine crystal. And that's going to help with your energy as well. That's going to help raise your energy. So I don't know if that makes any sense or not. I hope it does. But they love the work that you do. They love the work that you do. And it's also okay to make sure you give yourself a day for you, mate. Give yourself a day for you. Important.
Right. A lot of water healing. You know, let's close this night with a collective message. Mr. Minty, if you don't mind, if we can give a collective message.
Of course. I'm shuffling away my cards here.
Let's go.
Okay, say that again. Remember to take 5 minutes out, even if it's just sitting in the garden, even if it is just sitting in the park for 5 minutes. That's the tree, and it will be. Thank you, Mike. Even if it's just sitting outdoors, and it's not about doing anything, it's about sitting, being still. Can you hear the wind blowing through the trees? Can you hear the insects or the bird song around flowers or making the rustling sound? And just remember to sit and be in that moment. And listen to how you're feeling. If you've got a question on your mind that you want an answer to, ask the question out to the universe and trust the energy in what is being given to you. It will guide you. It will give you the answer that you need. And we all are able to do that. I guarantee every single person here that is watching today can walk into a room and know if someone's upset, if someone's happy, if someone is angry, or if someone needs help or not. And it's using that same energy, that same intuition, for finding our own answers. But I am just going to pull a quick card straight from the top as always. And we got the card Connect. And I love this. Not only are we always connected to spirit, not only are they always listening and trying to guide us and trying to help us, just like we are all here in this moment in time, we are all connected to each other as well. And he's just remembering to do that. Something I absolutely love doing, and I've had a few people look at me as though I got two heads around here the last couple of days, but I do it wherever I go. I always smile and I always try and say hello to someone. You never know, that could be the first words that they've heard from another person or the first contact that they've had in a long period of time, and they just needed that to raise their energy. Yeah. So what I want to do is try and connect with people as much as you can, whether it's a smile, a nod, a hello, but we are all connected and we're all here for each other. I hope that helps.
Oh, beautiful collective message. And it's just acknowledging each other. You have lots of hearts from Shaw's Ferry. You also have Margaret. Thank you, Margaret, for being here. Thank you, everyone. There's just saying, brilliant show. Great job, Minty. And where can people find you, Minty? So if they want to book a private reading with you.
So you can find me on Facebook at Minty's Tarot and Mediumship page, or you can find me on TikTok at MintyMay79. I am also on Instagram as well as Minty May Medium, I think it is.
It is. So you can't mess that up, y'all. Come on. Minty May. Like, let's go.
Minty May, and you'll be able to find somewhere along the way.
And TikTok. He is always doing amazing stuff on TikTok. Follow his travel journey. Again, thank you for sharing your love, your wisdom, and your inspiration on Transcend with Debbie. Thank you all for showing and holding space. As always, thank you to Veronica Jenkins, Samantha, Derica Chorus Page, and Jeremy York on Things Network. And thank you to all of you who continuously show up for spirit and community. We say God bless. Have an amazing rest of the day. Walk with the angels, y'all. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.